of my in-breath. Breathing out, I'm aware of my out-breath. In-breath, out-breath.
吸气，我觉知吸气；呼气，觉知呼气。吸，呼。
Breathing in, I enjoy breathing in. Breathing out, I enjoy breathing out. Enjoy in-breath, enjoy out-breath.
吸气，我享受吸气。呼气，享受呼气。享受吸气，享受呼气。
Breathing in, I'm aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I release the tension from my body. Aware of body, releasing tension in body.
吸气，我觉察我整个身体。呼气，我释放掉身体的压力。觉察全身。释放压力。
Breathing in, I know I'm alive. Breathing out, I smile to life in me and around me. Being alive, smiling to life.
吸气，我知道我还活着。呼气，我对我里面还有周遭的生命微笑。我还活着。对生命微笑。
Good morning, dear friends. Today is April the 18th, the year 2011. We are on our second day of the retreat. I have arrived. I'm home.
各位亲爱的朋友，今天是2011年4月18号，我们在五天禅修的第二天，在台湾台北的天母农训中心。
In the teaching of the Buddha, we learn that happiness and suffering they are linked together.
佛陀教我们说，苦乐其实是相即的，是不分的。
And the first noble truth is about suffering.
四圣谛里面的第一项是关于苦受，关于痛苦的。
And the third noble truth is about the cessation of suffering.
第三项是灭谛，就是苦的止息。
And it means also the beginning of happiness.
苦的止息呢，也就是快乐的开始。
So the teaching of the four noble truths is about suffering and happiness.
所以四圣谛就是讲苦的止息，还有开始有快乐。
And the second noble truth is the path leading to suffering.
的 second
noble truth is understanding the path that is about the path of that leads to suffering.
四圣谛的第二项是极谛，就是为什么会苦，就是苦的原因，还有导致苦的这条路。
And the fourth noble truth is about the path that leads to happiness.
那第四项道谛就是通往快乐的、通往幸福的道路。
So it's not true to say that the four noble truth is only about suffering.
所以不能说四圣谛只是关于苦的。
In the teaching of the Buddha, suffering and happiness are very much linked to each other.
所以佛陀的教法是说，苦乐它其实是某种是连结在一起的，它是互相依存的。
If we do not know how to handle happiness, it will turn into suffering.
如果我们不晓得怎么样处理、怎么样面对快乐的话，它会变成痛苦。
We know that in the beginning of our love is so beautiful, but we do not know how to nourish love, protect love. Love has turned into hate and anger.
我们知道，在爱或者爱情的关系里呢，假如我们一开始是很愉悦的、很快乐，如果我们不晓得怎么样去照顾、去滋养这个爱的话，它之后会变成痛苦。
So the Dharma should help us to handle suffering, to handle happiness in such a way that happiness can last longer.
所以呢，佛法教我们是，我们。知道怎么样去照顾、去处理我们的快乐，让这些幸福快乐呢可以延续下去。
The Buddha said, "Nothing can survive without food."
佛陀说，没有食物的滋养，那什么都没有办法维持下去。
Your love also needs food in order to survive.
爱它也需要食物才能够存续下去。
If you don't know how to feed your love.It will die.
如果你不晓得怎么样去滋养那个爱的话，它也会死掉。
So to learn how to nourish and to feed our love is one side of the practice.
所以修行的另外一方面呢，就是怎么样去滋养爱，去供给这个爱食物。
The second practice is to handle suffering.
那第二个练习，第二种修行的部分是怎么样处理痛苦。
Many of us do not know how to handle our suffering.
我们很多人都不晓得怎么样处理我们的痛苦。
So we allow suffering to grow day by day.
所以我们就容许痛苦在我们里面累积成长，一天又一天的。
We are overwhelmed by suffering.
我们就被痛苦淹没了。
And we suffer and we make the people around us suffer, including the people we love.
我们自己受苦，那我们也让身边的人受苦，包括那些我们所爱的人。
So the second practice is how to handle suffering in order to be able to transform suffering back into happiness.
所以第二个练习是关于怎么样照顾我们的痛苦，处理痛苦，让它再转化成快乐。
The relationship between suffering and happiness.It's like the relationship between the mud and the lotus flower.
苦跟乐之间的关系呢，就好像莲花跟污泥一样。
We cannot grow lotus without the mud.
我们要种莲花呢，没有一定要有污泥。
With the mud, you can produce beautiful lotus flowers.
那有那些烂泥巴的话，可以长出莲花来。
The same thing is true with suffering. With suffering, if you know how to do it, you can produce the flower of happiness.
所以苦乐之间的关系也是一样。如果我们知道怎么样处理那个痛苦的话，它就会开出花来，开出幸福的花来。
The teaching of the Buddha is wonderful. Both suffering and happiness, they are of an organic nature.
那佛陀的教法是很美的，就是苦跟乐，它像一个有机体一样，它是彼此是有关系的。
A flower can turn into a piece of garbage.
花可以变成垃圾。
Happiness can turn into suffering.
就是快乐也可能变成痛苦。
But if you are a good organic gardener, you know how to take care of the garbage in order to make compost and turn it back into flower.
那如果你是一个有机的栽种者的话，那你知道怎么样把垃圾做成堆肥，然后又再去种花，然后让它开出花来。
Organic gardeners, they don't throw away the garbage.
一个有机耕作者，他不会把垃圾就这样丢掉。
They keep the garbage and they transform the garbage into compost.
那他们会把那些垃圾，有机的垃圾，把它转变成堆肥。
So as a good practitioner, he can make use of something in order to create happiness.
所以作为一个好的修行者呢，我们要能够善用我们的痛苦，让它再来创造出幸福安乐。
There is a deep connection between suffering and happiness.
苦乐之间呢，有一个很深刻的关系。
And if we know how to handle suffering, we can reproduce happiness.
如果我们知道怎么样处理痛苦呢，我们可以重新再创造出快乐来。
So trying to run away from suffering is not the way that the Buddha recommends.
所以呢，如果你想要从痛苦逃开的话，那这不是佛陀教的。
We have to learn to embrace our suffering tenderly and look deeply into its nature in order to understand the roots and the nature of our own suffering.
所以我们要学习能够很温柔地拥抱我们里面的痛苦，然后呢，我们可以看进去，了解它的本质，而且看到那个痛苦的根源。
Understanding suffering can produce wisdom and compassion.
了解了痛苦呢，就可以让智慧、让慈悲现起。
And that wisdom and compassion can transform suffering into happiness.
那那份智慧慈悲就可以把痛苦转化成幸福了。
Let us begin not by suffering, but by happiness.
那但是我们现在也不从苦，也不从乐开始。
When you love someone, you would like to offer him or her something that you think to be that you think can make him or her happy.
如果我们爱一个人的时候呢，我们会想要提供给他什么东西，让他能够快乐起来。
What is the most precious thing we can offer him or her, the person we love the most?
对于我们所爱的人，我们能够提供给他的最珍贵的礼物是什么呢？
The person we love might be our father, our mother, our teacher, our partner.
我们所爱的人可能是父母亲，可能是师长，可能是我们的伴侣。
And what kind of gift that can make him or her happy?
什么样的礼物会让他快乐呢？
There are many of us who are wealthy. We can bring home a lot of money, but it does not seem that the people in our family they are happy.
我们有很多人，我们很有钱，我们可以赚很多钱回家。那但是这个财富好像并不能让家人快乐。
I know a young boy, 11 years old, his father told him, tomorrow it will be your birthday. What do you want? I will buy it for you.
我认识一个11岁的小男孩，那他的父亲呢，在他生日前呢，就告诉他说，儿子，你明天是你的生日，你要什么我买给你。
And the young man did not know how to answer.
这个年轻人他不晓得怎么回答。
His father is a very wealthy businessman. He can afford to buy anything for his son.
这个父亲他是一个很富有的生意人，他很有钱，他什么都可以买得起给他儿子。
But the young man does not seem to need anything.
但是那个年轻人他其实好像什么也不需要。
His father has bought him a lot of toys, a lot of gifts, but that did not make him happy.
他父亲已经买给他很多很多的玩具，各种东西，但是这并没有让那个小男孩快乐。
And the young man did not know how to answer.
所以呢，这个小男孩他不晓得怎么回答。
But after some reflection, he found out that what he needed the most.Is the presence of his father.
但是呢，他想一想，他后来发现了，他知道他要什么。他要的就是父亲为他而在那里。
His father is a very wealthy businessman. He can bring home a lot of money, but he doesn't have time for himself. He does not have time for his wife and his child.
那这个生意人呢，他很有钱。他能够买任何东西给他们，但是他没有时间提供给他自己，也没有时间花在太太小孩身上。
He's always busy. His mind is only about the success of his business.
那他的心里面只想着事业的成功而已。
He does not have time to take care of himself. How could he has the time? He has the time to take care of. He's a son and wife.
他自己他都没有时间给自己来照顾自己，那更何况给时间去照顾他的太太小孩呢？
There were times when he was home, but he's not really home. His body is there, but his mind is elsewhere.
他有时候也会在家，但是只是他的身体在家，他的心又忙到别的地方去了。
And even during breakfast, he's not there for breakfast time. He's not there for his family.
即使是像吃早餐的时候，他人坐在那边，但是也他也并不能把自己提供给家人。
During breakfast time, he holds a newspaper like this, and he hides himself from his wife and boy.
他吃早餐的时候就看报纸，然后把自己隔用报纸把自己和家人就隔开了。
He was looking the values of the stock exchange.
那他在看什么？他在看股票行情。
So.The young man found out what he really need. He looked at his father and said, "Daddy, what I want is you."
所以那个小男孩他就发现他要的是什么，所以他就对他的父亲说：“爸爸，我要的就是你啊。”
Yes. What you can offer your beloved one is your presence.
对，就是这样子。我们能够提供给我们所爱的人，就是我们的存在。
How can you love if you are not there?
你要是不存在那里，你要怎么爱呢
？So our definition of love is to be there for the person you love.
所以我们对爱的定义就是你为你所爱的人存在在那里。
And in order to be there, you should know how to breathe, how to walk.
要让你自己在你所爱的人前面现前的话，那你先要知道怎么样呼吸，怎么样行走。
If you know how to breathe in mindfully, you bring your mind back to your body.
如果你知道怎么样正念的呼吸的话，你可以把你的心带回来到这个身体。
And in no time at all, you are fully present in the here and the now.
那马上呢，你就完全的活在当下了。
Or if you know the practice of walking meditation, you need only to make one or two steps in order to go home to the present moment.
那行禅的话，如果你知道怎么样行禅的话，那你只要几秒钟就可以把自己带回到当下此刻来。
And when you are truly in the here and now, you can offer your presence to the person you love.
那你回到当下了，那你就可以把你这个当下的这个现前提供给你所爱的人。
So if the gentleman had the chance to attend the retreat of mindfulness.They would know how to do.
如果那个有钱的生意人呢，他来参加禅修的话，他会知道怎么做了。
He will begin to breathe in mindfully in order to be home in the here and the now.
他会知道怎么样正念的吸气，然后回到当下此刻。
And he will look into the eyes of his son and say, "My son."
然后他就可以睁开眼睛，对他的儿子说：“儿子，我为你在这里。”
It's very clear that the most precious thing you can offer to your beloved one is your presence.
很明显的就是，我们可以提供给我们所爱的人最珍贵的就是我们的存在。
With your beloved one.
那这句话， 亲爱的，我为你在这里。这个可以是一个咒语，我们可以跟我们所爱的人一起来修。
Maybe you would like to practice it with your mother.
你也许会想跟你的母亲一起修这个咒语。
And in the evening when you get home from your work, you go into her room.You breathe in and out so that you can be truly there. And you look at her, you hold her hand and you say, Mommy, you know something? I'm here for you.
所以你下班的时候呢，下班之后你可以回到家，到妈妈的房间里面，牵着她的手，然后跟她说，妈妈，你知道吗？我为你在这里。
In the year 1962, I wrote a shortArticle on the practice of this mantra.
1962年的时候呢，我写过一篇小文章，就是讲怎么样修这样一个咒语的。
The title of that is "The Rules for Your Pocket."
那个文章的名字叫做《给你的口袋一朵玫瑰花》。那我建议人家，我建议大家修两个咒语。
When you are truly established here and now, you have your core presence, and you can make it into a gift for your beloved one.
当你完全的安住在当下的时候，你可以把这份你的现前呢，提供给所爱的人。
And when you are truly present, you can acknowledge the presence of your beloved one.
当你自己完全安住在当下的时候，你也会认识到对方的存在。
And the second mantra goes like this, darling, I know you are there, alive, and I'm so happy.
所以第二个咒语就是，亲爱的，我知道你在那里，你活着。我好高兴。
Mother, I know that you are there alive. That makes me so happy.
或者是妈妈，我知道你在那里，你活着，这让我觉得好幸福。
You can practice that mantra with your partner, with your son, with your daughter, with your husband, with your wife.
你可以对你所爱的人、你的伴侣、你的先生、妻子或者你的小孩来修这个咒语。
And these two mantras, you don't need to practice them in Sanskrit, Pali, Tibetan.
这样子的两个咒语呢，你不需要用藏文啊、梵文、巴利文去修。
You can practice them in Chinese, English.
你可以用英文、用中文修就可以了。
And even if the other person is not there, he is in the office, you can use your telephone in order to practice this mantra.
如果你爱的人呢，他不在你身边，你也可以用手机打到他办公室去，打回家里面去跟他说。
You can say, darling, you know something? I'm here for you.
你可以对他说，亲爱的，你知道吗？我在这里，我为了你在这里。
Or you can send her an email. You say, "Darling, I know you are there, and I'm so happy."
或者你可以寄一个 email 给她说，亲爱的，我知道你在那里，这让我很开心。
That is the practice of the Dharma, the practice of mindfulness.
这就是佛法的修行，这是正念的修行。
You are mindful of your presence, and you are mindful.Of her presence, his presence.
你有这份正念，你觉察到自己的存在，你也觉察到对方的存在。
And you show your appreciation for that presence.
你对对方的这份存在，对自己的存在呢，你啊献出你的感激。
These two mantras are so easy to practice, and I guarantee that if you do, the effect. can be right away. It's quicker than instant noodle.
这两个咒语呢这么简单，而且它的效果是 马上就有，比那个吃素食面还要快。
You and your beloved one will be very happy with that practice of the two mantras.
那你和你亲爱的人呢，用这个两个咒语来修行，你们马上就会很相亲相爱。
So what we learn here is that when we love someone, the most precious thing we can offer him or her is our true presence.
所以我们在这里学到的就是我们能够提供给我们所爱的人的最珍贵的就是我们真正的存在，真正的活在当下。
We don't have to go to the supermarket. We don't have to buy anything.
你不用到超级市场去买任何东西。
And then the practice can go deeper.
这样的修行呢，可以更深刻。
If your presence is more relaxed, more peaceful, more pleasant, that make his happiness, her happiness greater.
如果你的存在当下呢，是更放松、更喜悦、更祥和的话，那这样子你能够提供给他的幸福、安乐就更大。
So you might practice a few minutes of mindful breathing, mindful walking, so that you become more relaxed, more pleasant, more fresh before you practice the first or the second mantra.
所以呢，在你修这个第一个咒语或者是第二个咒语之前，你可以先修一下正念的呼吸、正念的行走，让你这份存在当下呢更喜悦、更祥和。
During the first retreat that we organize for children in America, have invented a kind of meditation called Babel meditation.
我们在美国所办的第一个给小朋友的禅修呢，我们发明了一种禅修的方法，叫做这种鹅卵石的禅修，小石头的禅修。
Every child should go and pick up four pebbles.
那每个小孩他要去捡四个小石头来。
And they make a little bag in order to put the pebbles in.
然后把这四个鹅卵石放在一个小袋子里。
That's 30 years ago, the first pebble meditation took place.
那是这已经是三十年前了，这个第一次的鹅卵石禅修我们做的时候。
The children can make a circle, five or six of them, and one of them will be the leader of the meditation.
那些小朋友呢，可能五六个小孩子就坐一起，那其中一个来当主持人。
After having sat down, everyone take his or her four pebbles and put on the left.
那每个小孩他就坐下来，然后把他的四个小石头从袋子里面拿出来放在左边。
And the boy or the girl who lead the meditation will invite the bell to sound three times.
然后主持的那位小朋友呢，他就请一下钟声。
So that everyone has a chance to enjoy breathing in and out nine times.
他是请三下钟声，所以每一位小朋友呢，会有机会吸气呼气九次。
And then with your right hand, you pick up the first pebble, and you look at it for 1 or 2 seconds.
然后你用右手，小朋友用右手拿起一颗鹅卵石，看它一两秒。
And the first pebble represents a flower.
第一颗卵石呢，代表的是花。
And then after you have recognized the first pebble as a flower, you put it on the palm of your left hand, and you begin to meditate.
然后呢，当你把这个石头真的当作是一朵花了，那你把它放在你的左手上，然后两个手像这样子交叠着放着。
you practice like this, breathing in, I see myself as a flower.
然后你就观想，吸气，我看自己就是一朵花。
Breathing out, I feel fresh.
呼气，我感觉很新鲜。
And you do that 3 times.
这样子做三次。
So during the time you practice breathing in and out and see yourself as a flower, which is fresh, you restore the freshness, the beauty in you.
所以当这样子修的时候呢，你把自己看作是一朵花，然后吸气呼气三次，你就恢复了自己那份芬芳跟清新。
The human body is a beautiful flower.
人的身体就是一朵美丽的花。
If you look at a baby, a child, you see that it is a real flower in the garden of humanity.
如果你看一个新生儿呢，看一个小宝宝，那你会发现他就是人类的花园里面的一朵花。
Look at his face; it's a real flower.
你看那个宝宝 的脸庞呢，就是一朵花。
Look at her eyes, they are real flowers.
看她的眼睛，就是一朵花。
Look at the hand of a child, it's a real flower.
小宝宝的手掌就像一朵花。
A child is beautiful even when she sleeps.
小宝宝呢，他睡觉的时候都是那么美，像一朵花。
So all of us.Were original a flower when we were born.
所以我们每一个人呢，我们生下来的时候都是一朵花。
But many of us do not know how to preserve our freshness, our flowerness. That is why we lose a lot of our beauty and our freshness.
那但是我们每一个人，我们很多人都不晓得怎么样保存自己像花的那份清新，那样子如花的那样的特性，所以我们就慢慢的我们就失去它了。
And those of us who know the Dharma and the practice can manage to preserve our beauty and our freshness for a long time.
那我们要是知道怎么样如法的修行呢，我们会知道怎么样保任自己这份清新，这份像花一样的美好。
So the 3 in-breath and out-breath is to help us restore our freshness and our beauty.
所以三次的吸气呼吸呢，是一个方法帮助我们重新恢复自己的清新，恢复我们的美好。
Let us try together.
让我们大家现在就试一下。
Sit relaxingly and visualize ourselves as a flower in order for us to restore our freshness.
让我们就放松地坐好，然后观想自己是一朵花，我们恢复自己这份清新美好。
Breathing in, I see myself.As a flower, breathing out, I feel fresh.
吸气，我看到自己是一朵花。呼气，我感觉好清新。
So with that practice, we can restore our freshness, our beauty, and make our presence more enjoyable to the person we love.
所以用这样子的练习呢，我们可以恢复自己的清新，恢复我们自己的美好，让我们的当下存在对我们所爱的人来说更宝贵。
And the first pebble representing a flower has helped improving the quality of our presence, which is fresher, more pleasant, more beautiful.
那第一个鸾形的练习呢，是帮助我们让我们的存在呢变得更清新、更美好、更愉悦。
And then you put the first pebble on your right and pick up the second pebble, which represents a mountain.
然后我们就把第一个石头放下来，再拿起第二颗石头，它代表的是像山一样。
Breathing in, I see myself as a mountain.
吸气，我看自己是一座山。
Breathing out, I feel solid.
呼气，我觉得安稳。
Solidity, stability is an important element of happiness.
安稳或者是沉稳不动，这个是快乐的一个重要的元素。
If you are unstable, you cannot be a happy person, and people cannot count on you. Your beloved one cannot count on you.
如果你要是不稳定，不够稳定的话，你所爱的人没有办法信赖你。
And that is why we have to restore, to cultivate more presence to offer more joy to our beloved one.
所以呢，我们要培养出自己的那份沉稳、安定，让我们的让我们在可以提供给所爱的人更多的喜悦。
So the second pebble help us to cultivate more stability and solidity for our sake and for the sake of our beloved one.
所以第二个练习呢，是让我们培养出更多的稳定力，不单为了自己，也为了所爱的人。
The third pebble represents calm, still water.
第三颗石头代表的是安静的流水。
Breathing in, I see myself as still water.
吸气，我看自己是安静的流水。
Breathing out, I feel I reflect things as they are.
呼气。我能够如实的反照真相。
When the lake is very still, the water can reflect very well the sky, the clouds, and the mountains.
当湖面是很静止的话，那湖水它可以反映出天空白云跟山。
And you can aim your camera. At the water and take a picture of the sky and the mountain.
那个时候你可以拿你的相机在湖面上，就可以照到青山，照到白云。
Breathing in and out three times, you restore your tranquility, your calm, your peace.
吸气三次，你呼吸三次，你可以恢复自己那一份平稳安宁。
Our presence would not be valuable if it is not a peaceful, calm presence.
如果我们的存在不是那么平静、喜悦、安详的话，那个就不是那么珍贵的。
And peace, calm, help us to see things as they are.And we do not distort things. We do not have wrong perceptions.
平静跟安详能够帮助我们如实的见到事实的真相，不会产生误解。
So peace, tranquility help make your presence more pleasant for your beloved one.
平静跟安详呢，让我们的存在对所爱的人来说是更愉悦的。
And then there is the last pebble that represents space.
最后一颗石头代表的是空间。
And space is freedom.
空间就是自由。
If you have enough space in your heart, you can be a happy person.
如果你心里面有足够的空间的话，你会是一个快乐的人。
If you have so many projects, if you have so many worries and fear, you have no space in your heart.
如果你有很多的恐惧、担忧，你有很多的计划的话，那在你心里面就没有了空间。
You do not have freedom inside of you, and you cannot offer much to the person you love.
那你里面没有空间，你也就没有了自由，那你就没有什么可以提供给你所爱的人。
So, offering yourself space and offering the one you love space is a great gift.
给你自己空间，给对方空间，这是一个很好的礼物。
When we arrange flowers, we don't need many flowers. We should allow each flower to have a space around so that a flower can radiate all her beauty.
我们插花的时候呢，并不需要插得满满集集的，只要一两枝花，因为那个空间包围住它，它可以把它的美显现出来。
Each of us need a lot of space around in order to be truly happy.
我们每一个人都需要有很多的空间，才能够让我们真正的感觉快乐。
We have to offer our beloved one enough space so that she can move around, she can feel comfortable and happy. We should not impose on her, on him, too many of our ideas.
我们要提供给我们所爱的人足够的空间，让他有空间可以活动。我们不应该用太多的我们自己的想法压在他的身上，让他没有空间。
The Buddha is described by his disciples as a full moon traveling in the empty sky.
那佛陀就讲到一个比喻，说像是那个满月在空中移动一样。
The Buddha is very happy. The moon is very happy because there's a lot of space around the moon.
我们这样子形容佛陀，那佛陀也很高兴。那个满月，他也很高兴，因为他可以自由自在的移动。
So in order for your presence to be wonderful to him or to her, you must cultivate more freshness, more stability.More peace and more freedom.
所以要为了让你所爱的人因为你的存在而快乐的话，你应该培养这几个特质，就是像花一样的清新，像山一样的稳定，像水一样的安详，还有空间自由。
We used to think of happiness in terms of money, power, fame, and sex.
我们习惯于认为说快乐是什么呢？快乐是性欲啊，是财富啊，是名利，是权势。
But when we look around us, we see that there are people who have plenty of these four things, but they are not happy.
但是我们看看身边，很多人到处都充满了这些人，他们拥有这些东西，但是他们并不快乐。
And many of them commit suicide, even if they are extremely wealthy and powerful.
甚至很多人他已经够有钱了，够有权势了，但是他甚至还自杀。
So as Buddhist practitioners, we have to learn.To see happiness in terms of freshness, beauty, solidity, stability, peace, tranquility, and finally, space, freedom.
所以作为一个修行人呢，我们要了解到快乐是什么。快乐并不是刚刚说的那些东西，快乐应该是我们的清心，是我们的安稳稳定，是安宁祥和，还有是空间，是自由。
And these qualities can be very well cultivated by the practice of the Dharma, walking, sitting, driving, cooking, and so on.
那这些特质可以怎么样培养出来呢？就可以用正念的修行，比如说正念的呼吸、正念的行走、正念的煮饭、正念的开车，就可以培养出来这些特质。
You don't need to go to the Buddhist temple, to go into the meditation hall in order to practice Buddhism.
我们要修行佛法呢，其实也并不需要到寺院去啊，到禅修中心去。
We can practice Buddhism when we wash the dishes after dinner.
我们可以在家里吃完饭，你在洗碗的时候就可以禅修。
We can practice Buddhism when we water the vegetable garden back in the backyard.
我们在后院浇菜浇花的时候就可以修行佛法。
We can practice Buddhism while sitting on a train or driving our car.
我们坐车的时候或者自己开车的时候就可以来修行佛法。
From your office, walking to the parking lot, you can practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, in order to cultivate these virtues.
从你的办公室走到停车场的时候，你就可以练习正念的呼吸、正念的行走，来培养出刚刚说的这些美好的特质。
And that this kind of practice called applied Buddhism or engaged Buddhism.
这样的佛法修行呢，我们把它叫做应用佛法或者人间佛教。
Shall we stand up and do some mindful movements before we continue?
我们继续下去之前呢，我们大家也许先站起来做一点正念的活动。
Breathe in. Enjoy breathing in. I breathe out.
吸，吸气，呼气，我们都享受这个动作。
Breathe now, smiling.
带着微笑做
in
吸气
out
呼气
in
吸
out
呼
in out In, blooming like a flower.
吸气，像花一样盛开。
In, out. In, out. in you need more space.
你好像需要更多一点空间的样子。
Our heels together.
啊，两脚并拢。
Breathing in, you go up on your toes. Breathing out, you go down like this.
吸气起来跟蹲下的时候呢，你的脚跟要离地。
啊。一。啊。A few more times.
再做几次。
That's good enough.
好，够多了。
The first exercise on mindful breathing is to be aware of our in-breath and our out-breath.
正念呼吸的第一个练习呢，就是觉知我们的吸气、呼气。
When you breathe in, you identify your in-breath as an in-breath.And when you breathe out, you identify your breath as an out breath.
你吸气的时候就认识到那个是吸气，呼气的时候就能够认识到它是呼气，一个出一个入。
And the second exercise is to follow your in breath all the way through.
第二个练习呢，是你跟着这个吸气或者是呼气，从头跟到尾。
Suppose this is the beginning of your in breath, and this is the end of your in breath.
那比方说，这支笔一头是吸气的开始，一头是吸气的结束。
Your in breath may last three or four seconds.
你吸气可能延续三四秒。
And suppose my finger is my mind follow my in-breath from the beginning to the end, all the way through.
那我的手指头呢，代表我的心能从头到尾跟着我的吸气。
Breathing in, I follow my in-breath all the way through.
吸气，我从头到尾跟着吸气。
Breathing out, I follow my out breath all the way through.
呼气，从头到尾跟到我的呼气。
It means that there is no interruption of mindfulness during the in breath and the out breath.
就是说呢，在整个吸气或者是呼吸的过程中，那个正念是没有间断的。第二个是长短。
And the third exercise is about aware of our whole body. Breathing in, I'm aware of my body.
那第三个是对身体的觉察， 就是吸气的时候，我觉知到我整个身体，叫做身形觉。
The word "han" here is a technical Buddhist technical term. It comes from the word "samskara."
那形这个是佛法的名相哈，是从梵文的"samskara" 来的。
It means compounded thing, compounded.
那它的意思就是是一个组成、组合而成的东西。
Translated in English as a formation.
这英文叫做 formation, 组成。
This flower is a formation, a compound thing.
像这朵花，它就是一个组合而成的东西。
Many things have come together, like sunshine, rain, soil, seed, etc.
这朵花怎么来的呢？它有阳光，有雨水，有土地，有种子，才会有种种的因素。
And my body is also a formation, because it has beenmade with elements like food, father, mother, ancestors, education, and so on.
那我的身体也是一个组成的东西，它包括了我父亲、我的母亲、我吃的东西、我受的教育。
So this means that breathing in, I am aware of the formation which is my body.
所以这个练习的意思是说，吸气的时候，我觉察到我的身体是这样一个组合而成的东西。
So it can translate simply like as breathing in, I'm aware of my body.
所以我们可以简单的就翻译成说，吸气，我觉察到我的身体。
And the fourth exercise is to release the tension in the body.
第四个练习是。吸气，我释放掉身体的紧张。
This means to allow it to rest, to allow it to relax.
吸的意思是容许它放松。容许它休息。
The fifth exercise is to produce a feeling of joy.
第五个练习呢，是可以产生出喜的觉受。
It means, this means a mental formation.
心形它是一种也可以叫心锁。
This flower is a physical formation.
这朵花呢，它是一个物质的组成的东西。
My body is a physiological formation.
我的身体是一个生理的组成的东西。
And my feeling is a mental formation.
那我的感情，我的感觉是一个新的，是一个精神性、心理性的组成的东西。
And in the context of the fifth exercise, this mental formation is a feeling.
这些新的组成的东西呢，它是受。
is a feeling of joy. Breathing in, I am aware of the feeling of joy.
吸气的时候，我觉知到有喜的觉受。
This is not imagination or wishful thinking.
这个不是想象，也不是一种愿望。
Because when you breathe in mindfully and you bring your mind back to your body, you are fully established in the here and the now.
这个喜悦的觉受是来自我们吸气的时候，把心带回身体，完全的安住在当下。
And you recognize the many conditions of happiness that are already available in the here and the now.
那你能够这样子安住在当下，你会发现许多的快乐的条件是你已经具足的。
And that is why a feeling of joy can be generated right away.
所以呢，这种喜悦的觉受呢，它马上就可以升起。
Suppose we practice like this, breathing in, I'm aware of my eyes. Breathing out, I smile to my eyes.
像是呢，我们可以这样子练习，说吸气，我觉察到我的眼睛；呼气，我对眼睛微笑。
When I come back to my eyes, I discover that my eyes are still in good condition.
当我们回来注意到眼睛的时候，会注意到说，哦，我的眼睛是很健康的，还很好。
Since my eyes are still in good condition, I only need to open my eyes in order to enjoy the paradise of forms and colors around me.
那因为我的眼睛还很正常、很健康，所以只要我张开眼睛，我就可以看到这个充满美丽色彩、美丽事物的世界。
And my mindful breathing, recognize a condition of happiness that is there.
那我的正念的呼吸呢，就让我认识到说我有一个像眼睛好好存在的这样的一个快乐的条件。
And when you are in touch with that condition of happiness, of joy, joy is born right away. Happiness is happen right away.
当你认识到说你拥有那样子一个幸福的条件的时候呢，喜乐的觉受它马上就会升起。
And there are thousands of conditions of happiness inside of you and around you to be in touch with.
那在我们自己里面，在外面呢，都有成千上万的这些能够让我们感觉幸福的条件。
And that is possible only when you breathe in mindfully, to come home to the here and the now.
那但是呢，你必须要能够正念的觉察呢，有这个正念的关照，你才会发现它们存在。
And the sixth exercise is to breathe in and produce a feeling of happiness.
那第六个练习呢是正念的吸气，我可以让乐的、快乐的、幸福的觉受升起。
When you practice breathing in, I know I'm alive. Breathing out, I smile to life. You recognize that the fact that you are alive and to be alive is a miracle.
那当你吸气的时候呢，你感觉察到自己的存在；呼气的时候，你说对生命微笑。那这个你会发现，生命是一个奇迹。
With that kind of awareness, you breathe out and you celebrate. You enjoy the fact that you are alive.
那带着这样子的觉察呢，你可以很欢喜的去庆祝自己还活着的这个奇迹。
And happiness is possible right away.
那幸福快乐的感觉马上就可以升起。
It is like when we practice the first mantra and the second mantra, joy and happiness. Produce right away. It does not need time.
这个就好像我们刚刚说的第一个咒语跟第二个咒语一样，你这样子修的时候，喜乐的觉受马上就会产生，一点都不用多花时间。
So according to this practice, it is possible for all of us to generate a feeling of joy, or to generate a feeling of happiness whenever we want to.
所以依照这个练习来做呢，就是我们可以只要我们想要的时候，就可以让喜觉跟乐觉升起。
It's like practicing the first and the second mantra. You can practice this mantra whenever you like.
就好像前面说的第一个、第二个咒语呢，你任何时候只要你想修，就可以这样子做。
So it's very clear that the first four exercises help us to take care of our body and to make our body light, relax.
所以前四个练习是关于身体的，我们觉察到身体，然后可以让身体觉得放松，觉得清安。
And when we go to the realm of feelings, the first two exercises proposed by the Buddha is to produce joy and happiness.
所以第一前面四个是关于生念住的，第二类呢就是关于受念住的，我们可以让喜觉跟乐觉升起。
And we have to nourish ourselves with joy and happiness in order to go far in the practice.
我们必须要能够让喜觉跟乐觉来滋养我们，让我们修行的路可以长远走下去。
Because on the seventh exercise, we will have to recognize the presence of a painful feeling or a painful emotions.
因为在下面到第七个练习的时候呢，我们会要去觉察出那些我们的内在的痛苦的觉受。
And learn to listen, to embrace tenderly that painful feeling.In order to get a relief.
练习去聆听，去拥抱里面痛苦的觉受，然后才能释放它。
Suppose a painful feeling is coming up.
比方说，现在痛苦的觉受升起了。
And you, as a practitioner, you practice mindful breathing in order to recognize that painful feeling.
那作为一个修行人呢，你要能够去认出这种痛苦的情绪、痛苦的觉受。
Suppose anger is coming up.
比如说现在痛啊，现在愤怒升起了。
And anger is a kind of energy that has the power to burn, to make you suffer.
愤怒是一种像是可以燃烧的能量一样，烧得你很痛苦。
And what the Buddha proposes is that when anger is coming up, you should do something in order to take care of the anger in you.
那佛陀教我们的是，当愤怒升起的时候，你要知道可以做些什么，好去照顾那个愤怒。
You should practice mindful breathing, and with that energy of mindful breathing.You recognize the mental formation that is there, anger.
所以呢，当痛苦升起的时候，你要去用正念的呼吸来帮助自己觉察到这个时候有一个痛苦的心形升起。
So, the first energy is coming up is anger. The second energy, is the mindfulness that you generate.By the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking.
所以第一个能量升起的是愤怒，那第二个能量就是你借由正念的呼吸跟行禅而升起的这种正念的能量。
And with that energy of mindfulness, you recognize anger and you embrace your anger with tenderness.
用这个正念的能量呢，你可以认出这个愤怒的能量，然后很温柔的去包容它，去拥抱它。
The practice is not to use the energy of mindfulness in order to fight and to suppress anger. That is not Buddhism.
那这种修行的方式不是让你用正念的能量去打击、去压抑这个愤怒的，这个不是佛法的修行。
When you try to fight your anger, you are fighting yourself because you, at that moment, you are anger, you are also mindfulness.
因为你要是用正念去跟这个愤怒对抗的时候，那你是在自己跟自己打架，因为你同时又是那个愤怒，又是那个正念。
When the mother hear the baby cry, she stop working in the kitchen. She goes into the baby's room and she pick up the baby and hold the baby tenderly in her two arms.
当一个妈妈她听到宝宝在房间里面哭呢，她就马上在厨房就放下手边的事情，就到房间里面用她的两个背膀呢轻轻地抱起那个婴儿。
The mother does not fight the baby, does not want to suppress the baby. The mother only wants to take care of the baby.
那妈妈呢，她不会想要去对抗，不会去想要压制那个宝宝，她只会想要去照顾他。
And that is exactly what we should do when pain arises in us.
当我们里面有痛苦升起的时候，我们就应该像一个妈妈照顾宝宝这样子来处理。
As soon as we notice that the pain is coming up, we have to go home to our mindful breathing in order to generate the energy of mindfulness in order to recognize.And embrace the pain in us.
那每当我们有痛苦升起的时候呢，就要用正念的呼吸来帮助我们产生这个正念的能量，去拥抱这个痛苦的情绪。
We have been talking about mindfulness of breathing and mindfulness of walking.
我们已经讲过正念的呼吸，正念的行走。
And yesterday we have talked about mindfulness of compassion.
昨天我们也讲过正念与慈悲。
When we listen, when we get in touch with the suffering inside and around us, we allow the energy of compassion to arise.
那当我们听到自己里面的痛苦的时候呢，就让我们容许让慈悲升起。
Today we speak about mindfulness of anger.
那今天我们现在讲的是正念与愤怒。
Mindfulness is always mindfulness of something, about something.
正念总是有一个对象，它总是正念于什么。
Mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of walking, mindfulness of eating, mindfulness of compassion, mindfulness of anger.
正念于呼吸，正念于行走，正念于用餐，正念于慈悲，正念于愤怒。
So every time anger or fear.Or despair come up, we know what to do. We should not try to suppress. Instead, we have to practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, in order to produce the second kind of energy, mindfulness, in order to recognize and hold, embrace our pain, our anger.
所以每次当我们有愤怒、有绝望这样子痛苦的情绪升起的时候，我们会知道说要用正念呼吸来产生正念的能量，去认出它，去拥抱这些痛苦的情绪。
So the seventh exercise recommended by the Buddha is to be aware of the pain, and the eighth is to embrace and release the tension.Calm it down.
所以佛陀教我们的第七个练习呢，就是去觉察到自己里面的痛苦的心情，然后呢，借由正念的呼吸、正念的修行，让这些痛苦的情绪能够受到安抚，能够止息。
This method of practice is a very scientific.
这样子的修行方法是很科学的。
With the energy of mindfulness, you recognize your pain, and then you embrace your pain tenderly.
用正念的能量呢，你会认出那些痛苦，然后你很温柔的去拥抱它。
Those the people who do not know the practice, they allow the energy of pain, anger to overwhelm them, and they act according to that.
那不知道怎么样这样子修行的人呢，他们就总是容许自己被痛苦的感受、痛苦的情绪所淹没。
But we practitioners, we don't do like them. Anytime we feel anger, fear, despair coming up, we always go back to our breathing, our walking, to practice.To generate the energy of mindfulness in order to take care of our anger, our pain.
那我们知道怎么样修行的人呢？我们知道说，当这些情绪升起的时候，我们要用正念的呼吸，用正念的修行呢，去照顾这些痛苦的情绪。
We do exactly like the mother holding her baby tenderly.
我们就完全就像那个妈妈。抱着宝宝一样，这样子温柔的抱他，来处理我们的痛苦的情绪。
The mother does not know yet what is wrong with the baby, but the fact that she is holding the baby tenderly like this can help the baby suffer less already.
虽然妈妈她还不晓得宝宝为什么哭，但是她能够这样子温柔地拥抱那个宝宝的话，宝宝的痛苦就已经减轻了。
Because the energy of the mother, the tenderness of the mother begin to penetrate into the body of the baby.
因为妈妈她这种温柔的能量就已经可以进入到宝宝的身体里面去了。
So when we use the energy of mindfulness in order to recognize and embrace our pain, our anger, the energy of mindfulness and compassion in us begin to penetrate into the zone of anger and pain.
所以当我们用正念的能量去拥抱那些痛苦的情绪的时候，这个正念的力量和慈悲的力量，它就能够穿透进去那个痛苦的那一块去。
In the morning, in the early morning, the lotus flower is not open yet.
像在清晨的时候呢，莲花还没打开。
But the sunshine continue to embrace the lotus flower.And very tiny particle of light called photon continue to penetrate into the flower.
那清晨的时候，莲花它还没有全开，它还在含苞。但是那个阳光呢，就环绕着花，就拥抱着它。那个阳光里面那个光子呢，它就已经穿透进花里面去了。
And after a few hours, the flower.Will open.
那几个小时之后呢，莲花就开放了。
The same thing is true with our anger. When we know how to embrace our anger with tenderness, the energy of compassion, the energy of mindfulness will begin to penetrate into the zone of anger and help bring relief, and you can suffer less after five or seven minutes of practice.
那同样的情形呢，我们用正念的慈悲，正念的力量跟慈悲的力量去穿透那个痛苦，它透进去之后呢，我们几分钟之后就能够觉得痛苦就减轻了，就觉得释放了。
Like the mother holding the baby, we don't know yet the deep cause of our suffering.But the fact that we are holding our pain tenderly can already bring some relief.
就好像妈妈先，她刚抱起婴儿的时候，她还不晓得婴儿痛苦的原因，但是她的温柔也能够让宝宝的痛苦减轻。那同样的，我们对自己的愤怒也一样，我们能够温柔的对待他，虽然我们还不晓得那个原因，但是已经能够舒缓了。
And after having held the baby for a few minutes, the mother discovers what is wrong with the baby.
那可能抱了几分钟之后，妈妈会发觉是什么原因了。
The baby may be hungry, or the baby may have a light fever.
那宝宝可能是饿了，可能有一点发烧。
Or maybe the diaper is too tight.
也许尿布包得太紧。
And if the mother discovers that, it's very quickly she can transform the situation.
那妈妈一旦发现是什么原因呢？她很快就可以帮她改变。
So while we hold our anger, our pain mindfully, and looking deeply into it, we will discover the reason, the nature, the roots of our suffering.
所以当我们可以很温柔地拥抱住自己里面升起的愤怒呢，那一阵子之后我们会了解到那个愤怒是怎么回事，它是什么原因造成的。
And that understanding of the pain, the sorrow, will help transform and liberate us from the pain.
那这份对那个痛苦悲伤的了解呢，可以帮助我们疏解掉、释放掉那个痛。
Now we have to continue with our mantras.
现在我们要再回来讲咒语的事情。
Because you are mindful, you might notice that something goes wrong with your beloved one.
那因为我们有正念呢，我们会察觉到我们所爱的人他们发生了什么不对劲的事。
And you go to him, you go to her, of your true presence, your pleasant presence, and you practice the third mantra.
那你用你这份完全的活在当下这样子的存在呢，你去对他说这个第三个咒语。
Darling, I know that you suffer. That you suffer. That is why I'm here for you.
你对他说，亲爱的。我知道你在受苦，所以我在这里。
And please tell me what is wrong, so that I can understand and I can help.
那请你告诉我怎么回事，让我可以帮助你。
It may be that the cause of her suffering, the cause of his suffering.Is yourself.
很有可能他受苦的原因就是因为你。
You may have said something, you may have done something that make him or her suffer, but you don't know.
你可能说了什么或者你做了什么让他觉得痛苦，而你自己不知道。
So when you come to her, to him, you offer your presence, and you inquire about the suffering.That the person is having in him or her.
所以你到他前面去呢，你提供给他你的存在，你就在那边等着去了解。
If the cause of her suffering is not you, the relief can be obtained right away.
如果他不是因为你而受苦的话呢，那他马上就可以疏解，得到释放。
When you love someone, and if that person does not know that you suffer. Well, your suffering is deeper.
如果你爱一个人，然后这个人又不晓得你在受苦的话，那你会觉得更痛苦。
But if that person come to you and offer you presents, saying that he or she knows that we suffer, well, that bring a relief and we suffer less right away.
如果我们所爱的那个人来到我们面前，告诉我们说他知道我们的痛苦的话，那你的苦就是马上就会减轻了。
And that is why the third mantra is also not too difficult to practice.
所以这第三个咒语也不难修。
You go to him or to her and you say, "Darling, I know that you suffer, and that is why I'm here for you." Tell me what I can do in order for you to suffer less.
所以你就到他的面前去说，亲爱的，我知道你在受苦，所以我在这里。那请你告诉我，你为什么受苦，好让我能够帮助你。
The fourth mantra is much more difficult.
那第四个咒语就难很多了。
And that is when you suffer, and you think.You believe that the person who make you suffer is the person you love the most.
那第四个情况呢，就是当你自己正在受苦，而你觉得就是你爱的那个人是他让你受苦的。
The mantra is, "Darling, I suffer, and I want you to know it."
第四个咒语是，亲爱的，我在受苦，我希望你了解。
I'm trying my best to practice, but I may not succeed. So please help me.
我已经尽力在。用修行的方式来解决，但是我还是不成功，请你帮我。
Many of us cannot do that because when you believe that your suffering has been created by the person you love the most, you don't want to ask for help.
那这个对我们很多人来说都很困难，因为当我们觉得是对方使我们受苦的时候，我们是不愿意去跟他承认说我们在受苦。
If someone else has done that to you, if someone else has said that to you, you would have suffered less.
如果是别人，不是你爱的这个人，如果是别人对你说了什么、做了什么话，你还不会这么受苦。
But in this case, it's not someone else. It is him, he or her or she who has done it to us, who has said it to us. That is why we suffer very deeply.
而在这个情况呢，不是别人，正是你所爱的这个人，是他使你受苦，所以我们就觉得更痛苦不堪。
We are deeply hurt that we prefer to suffer alone, to go to our room, lock the door, and cry alone.
那我们觉得很受伤呢，所以我们就宁愿自己躲到房间里面，把门锁起来，自己在哭。
And there is a tendency, a natural tendency in us, to prove to that person that we don't need him.We do not need her. Alone, we can survive very well.
我们有一种自然的倾向呢，就是在这种情况，我们要向对方去证明说，不要你，我也活得好好的。
And there is the element of pride that stands between him and you.
那这个是一种你的骄慢，是一种你的自傲，你就是把你们两个给分开了。
The other person might notice that you suffer, and he can come and try to inquire, "Darling, do you suffer?"
那另外一个人他可能还不太觉察到，那他可能来问你说啊，亲爱的，你怎么回事？你在受苦吗
？And you say, me suffer? Why do I have to suffer?
那你可能就会跟他说，我哪有？我为什么要受苦？
You want to punish her. You want to say indirectly that you don't need him. You don't need her. Alone, you can survive very well.
你其实是想要惩罚他，那很间接的，你其实在表示说我一个人可以活得好好的，我不需要你。
And that is a kind of punishment you want to inflict on him or on her.
这个就是你想给他的处罚。
The Buddha advised us not to do like that.
佛陀教我们不要这样做。
In the beginning, you have promised each other that you would share and happiness and suffering.
那我们和所爱的人之间呢，我们共享快乐，共享痛苦。
And if you are still faithful to that kind of commitment, you should go and share that with him or her and ask for help.
因为一开始我们的爱的关系，我们是承诺我们要分享我们的苦与乐，所以当这种情况发生的时候，你必须要能够真的跟他去分享，让他了解。
The practice is that you should not do anything, you should not say anything when you get angry. You have to go back to your in breath, out breath.And do walking meditation in order to hold your suffering, to look deeply into your suffering.
所以这个练习教我们的是，当我们在愤怒当中的时候，先不要去说什么事，说什么话，做什么事。我们必须要能够正念的回到自己的呼吸上来拥抱自己的这个苦，这个愤怒，然后觉察到底是怎么回事。
By practicing like that, you might discover that your suffering, your anger has been caused by some wrong perceptions, misunderstanding.
那你这样子练习的话呢，你可能会发现你的苦、你的愤怒是来自一些错误的认知、一些误解。
Maybe the other person does not have the intention to make you suffer at all.
那也许对方他一点让你受苦的动机都没有。
So with that kind of practice, you can get out of your situation of anger very quickly.
所以借由这种正念的练习呢，你马上可以从你的愤怒里面出来。
But if in 24 hours you have not succeeded in transforming your anger.You should go to him or to her and practice the fourth mantra.
那我们是用正念来自己去解决这个痛苦愤怒。但是如果你24小时还做不到的话呢，那你这个时候就应该到另外一个人的面前去请求他来帮你了。
If you cannot say, tell him or her directly, because you feel that you are not calm enough, and you can write down.On a sheet of paper, and deliver it to him or to her.
如果你觉得自己还不够平静呢，那样子的话你还说不出口的话，那你可以就是把那个话呢写在一张小纸头上。
The first line you write down is, "Darling, I suffer. I'm angry."
第一行你写的说，亲爱的，我在受苦，我很愤怒。
And I want you to know it.
我要你知道。
If you can write down that, I'm sure you suffer less already.
你要是能够写下这一句话来呢，那我相信你会少受很多苦。
The second line you write is, "I'm doing my best."
第二句呢，你写的说我已经尽力了。
It means that you are a true practitioner. When you get angry, you don't shout.You don't react, but you know how to go home to your in-breath, out-breath, and practice walking meditation to embrace your anger.
那这句话我已经尽力的意思是说，当我们是一个修行人，当我们愤怒的时候，我们不去跟人家大吼大叫，我们会回来自己的呼吸，回来观呼吸或者是行禅，来拥抱自己的苦。
That second sentence will inspire a lot of respect from the part of the other person.
第二句话呢，会让对方来尊敬我们，因为我们有这样子努力过。
The other person realize that you are a real practitioner. When you get angry, you know how to practice in order to handle the anger in you.
对方他尊重你呢，因为知道你是一个修行人，你在愤怒的时候，你知道怎么样用修行来照顾自己的情绪。
And he will be inspired by that, and he goes back to himself and say, "What I have said, what I have done, so that she got angry like that."
那他就会受到你的启发，他会回去想说，哦，我是做了什么，我说了什么，让他那么苦呢？
So the other person begin to practice like you, both are practicing looking deeply into the situation.
所以那个人呢，他也就变成跟你一样的在修行，你们两个都在修行，去往里面去看那个受苦的原因。
And the third sentence, the last one is, please help me.
第三句是请你帮我。
It means that I try my best, but I may not succeed.
那意思就是说我已经尽力了，但是我可能还是不成功。
I do not want to keep my anger for myself too long. It will not good for my health. It's not good for you either.
我不想把这个愤怒在我里面藏太久，那对我的健康不好，对你也不好。
So please help me in the case I do not succeed.
所以当我要是自己处理的不成功的话呢，我请你帮我。
The fact is that if you can bring yourself to write down the last sentence, please help, you will suffer less right away.
你要是能够写下这第三句话，请你帮我的话，你的那个痛苦马上就大为减轻。
Many people came to our practice centers and they signed a peace treaty on this practice.
那很多人到我们道场来禅修的人呢，他们都签了一个和平条约。
They can be father and son, mother and daughter, or husband and wife.
那可能是父子之间啊，母女之间，或者是夫妻配偶之间。
And they promise to the Sangha that next time when they get angry, they will practice like that.
那他们对僧团承诺说，下一次他要是生气的话，他就会这样子来修。
They don't react when they get angry. Instead, they practice mindful breathing and mindful walking in order to take care of the anger.
当他们愤怒的时候，他们不会去反应，不会马上的反应，他们就去修正念的呼吸，正念的行禅。
And if 24 hours are about to pass the deadline, they will have to practice the fourth mantra.
那假如24小时过了，那个愤怒还在的话呢，他们就承诺说他们要去修这个第四个咒语。
So our friends.Take a piece of paper the size of a credit card and write the three sentences down.
所以呢，这些朋友他们就在一张小纸头大就是在一张小纸头上写下这三句话。
Darling, as I am angry, I suffer. I want you to know it.
第一句是：亲爱的，我在生气，我在痛苦。亲爱的，我要你了解。
I am doing my best to practice.
第二句，我已经尽力去修行了。
Please help me.
第三句，请你帮我。
And they slip that piece of paper in their wallet.
那他们把这张小纸头放在皮包里面。
And every time they get angry and they believe it is their most beloved.One that make them angry, they they will take it out and read and know exactly what to do.
那当他们生气，而且相信这个生气是因为所爱的人所引起的话，那他就把这个小指头就从皮夹里面拿出来，他们就知道要怎么做了。
And what not to do.
而且知道什么不该做。
And the practice has helped many, many people.
这样子的修行呢，已经帮助了很多很多人。
I think in one of my books, Be in Peace, there is the text of that peace treaty.
我的一本书里面呢，Be in Peace 这本书里面应该有这个和平条约。
And you may like to sign the peace treaty in the presence of a sangha.
你们可能会想在僧团的前面呢，也签下这个和平条约。
And that is what the Buddha recommend us to do when we have anger coming up.
这个是佛陀教我们在我们生气的时候该要修的办法。
It's very clear.That the seventh exercise is to recognize anger or fear or despair. And the eighth is to embrace tenderly in order to get a relief.
所以第七个练习呢，就是我们能够用正念来觉察到里面的悲伤、痛苦、绝望这些情绪。第八个是我们很温柔地拥抱它，所以得到疏解。
And with the next exercise, we be able to look deeply into the nature of our suffering and get the kind of insight that will help transform that suffering and liberate.
那下一组的练习呢，是能够帮助我们看到我们的痛苦的情绪的根源，而且得到智慧的启发，怎么样去处理它。
The Sutra on Mindful Breathing is a very wonderful manual of practice.
安般守意经呢，这部经呢是一个很好的修行手册。
We have organized a few 21-day retreats to help people to study and put into practice the teaching of the Buddha in the Anapanasati Sutta.
我们办过很多次的21天的禅修呢，帮助朋友们能够用这个安般守意经来修行。
And there's a film maker in Vietnam.Who is trying to make a film about the 16 exercises on mindful breathing?
在越南呢，有一个电影制片的人呢，他在尝试把这个十六特生这个练习，把它拍成影片。
There's a book available in English with the title "The Path of Emancipation," in which there are many Dhamma talks on the Sutra of Mindful Breathing that have been transcribed.
英文应该是禅师写的，有一本英文的书呢，就是讲书名叫做《解脱的道路》，就是在讲这样子的修行。
And the practice of mindful breathing, the practice of the contemplation of the body and the feelings is present in every school of Buddhism.
像这样子讲正念的呼吸，或者是身念住、受念住，这样子的修行是佛法里面任何一个传统里面都具足的。
depends if you continue tomorrow.
亲爱的朋友，那我们今天就到此为止，明天继续。